Greetings, greetings again, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. My dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier, your minister of information, Christian ambassador for, servant of and to the Rastafari community, the Rastafari movement. Servant of and servant to the kingdom of God, queendom of God that's in heaven right here, right now on this earth. The kingdom and queendom of Islam, the way of peace through obedience to the Most High, Allah, the Almighty Father, and Allah, the Almighty Mother. This is for the recording date of Sunday, September the 8th. 2013, the Mind of God program, thinkaboutit.org. So, we're talking about the beginning of the creation of God. The beginning of the creation of the Most High, or you can say the beginning of the creation of the gods and the goddesses. That's what I am leaning to. Not only the beginning of the creation of the Most High, but the beginning of the creation of the Elohim. Now look, this word beginning, the extremity of a thing, is another one of the definitions of this word. The African scientists understanding surfaces, understanding objects, understanding that there is an extremity to a thing. Let's hit that word extremity and see what we come up with. The furthest point or limit of something, the extreme degree or nature of something. So the African ancestors studied nature, studied the universe, studied beginnings, studied origins, and began to scientifically teach that the extreme reality of this universe is rooted in the Almighty Father known as Amen, the hidden and unseen masculine power, and the Almighty Mother Amenet, the hidden and unseen feminine reality, the extreme degree or nature of something. See, the babies must be taught the nature of the universe and taught the extreme reality, the extremity. In everything we look at, there is an extremity. There is the end, or you may say beginning, of that which we are observing. Further definition, corners of a sail. Meaning, when you look at a ship, a boat, you have a sail. That piece of material that is used to guide the ship, guide the boat. So looking at that piece of material, we can see that there are corners. There are corners. Is it not that the corners are three most of the time? You that understand ships better than I believe it's three corners most of the time. But you're studying surfaces. You're studying objects, the African scientists. And see, that piece of material guides the ship, guides the boat. The Most High, Amen, the Almighty Father, and Amenet, the Almighty Mother. These that Jesus, Yahushua, wants us to know is the guide for us. Too many of us look to the religious leaders, the political leaders, the governmental leaders, the judicial leaders, leaders of government, financial, educational institutions, religious institutions as our guides, and they are guiding us away from the Most High. We must study ourselves, go into the definitions of the words ourselves, so that we may be rightly guided and are enabled to give justice of the people. But all of this is to empower us to become Laodicea, that we may give justice to black, justice to brown, justice to red, justice to yellow, and justice to white. We must go into the study ourselves so that we may become justice and give justice to ourselves. This definition further of the word beginning in the Greek language is the first place. The first place. The first place of the universe is the womb of the Almighty Mother Amenet and the Almighty Father Amen, spiritually emitting that which we would in the physical refer to as the germ of life, called sperm, emitted into the womb of the Almighty Mother Amenet. And this universe is the womb acting on male-female polarity, all in the womb, conceived and begatted. The Almighty Father begets in Numbers chapter 11. Moses refers to the Lord in the African Hebrew language, Yahweh, Yahuwah, as begetting and conceiving. The Almighty Father begets. The Almighty Mother conceives. In our minds, we beget and conceive an idea. The idea is like an egg in the womb of our minds that is only activated when we take action on an idea. And so the word that enters into the ear, which is the vaginal tract to the womb of our minds, that word that causes us to move on an idea is the germ of life that we would call sperm. So my words are gendered to create movement within ourselves. The word of the Most High, that is the universe, is engendered to create movement within ourselves, that we may act and bring into reality truth, justice, and righteousness. So the first place of the universe, the first place of all things, is with the Most High. Amen. The Almighty Father. Amenet. The Almighty Mother. Begetting. Conceiving. Birthplace. Womb. First place. Principality. Let's hit this word, principality, and see what we can learn. Principality. State ruled by a prince. The fifth highest order of the ninefold celestial hierarchy. This is interesting. When the Africans study, let me see now, ninefold celestial hierarchy. The African Kemet, Egypt, talked about Ptah sitting on the mound of creation in his mind. But we say not just his, but her, because the mind works on male-female polarity, masculine and feminine reality. So this mind that is called Ptah in Africa, also the female counterpart of Ptah is Mut-Netchet. So I'm going to say Ptah and Mut-Netchet. Mut Nature is where we get Mother Nature. The Almighty Father Ptah, the Almighty Mother Mut Nature. So Ptah on the mound, in the mind of Ptah comes to birth four gods and four goddesses. So 4 + 4 = 8, plus the 1 = 9. This word principality has to do with ninefold celestial hierarchy. Celestial, having to do with heavenly. Let me hit that word celestial. We love to know the definitions of words, sisters and brothers. Celestial is defined as relating to the sky, outer space, astronomy, heavenly, extraterrestrial, stellar, astral science, planetary, celestial bodies, heavenly bodies, divine bodies, sky, heavens, planets are celestial bodies. So we're looking at a word that is describing the heavenly realities, the divine realities that Africans taught about Ptah working on male-female polarity, giving birth to four gods, four goddesses. These four gods, four goddesses associated with the four basic elements, earth, air, fire, and water. All of these four basic elements are the beginnings, the origins of all of your elemental table. All of those elements coming out of these four basic elements. So this fifth highest order called principality that is a part of the ninefold celestial hierarchy, and the word hierarchy is defined as a system or organization in which people or groups are ranked one above the other according to status or authority. The Africans, and Yahushua Jesus is an African who studied African science and studied the hierarchy of the gods and the goddesses referred to in the African Hebrew language as Elohim. So we're looking at the universe as a system, an organization. We live under a wicked system. The American Empire, Israel, Britain, Germany, Spain, Greece, so on and so forth. They study the universe, but they are administering death, hell, and destruction. As it concerns Syria, the argument is over whether to escalate the killing in the fashion of escalating into bombing poor working class Syrian sisters and brothers, or to continue to arm and finance Al-Qaeda and Al-Nusra in Syria to continue the killing in that way. But we want to influence our youth, our young people, to go into the universe, study the original hierarchy, study the original principality, study the original system and the original organization that we call universe. And I, if I understand correctly from what the scientists say, that there are parallel universes, maybe more universes created in times past, more worlds. Rabbil Al-Amin is the Lord of the worlds. And so these worlds, these universes, look at how they are organized. Look at how sun, moon, star, and planets are organized as one organized organism. For what purpose, sisters and brothers? To continue to create, to continue to give birth to life. The Most High, always giving birth. The Most High Father and the Most High Mother begetting, conceiving, giving birth to more life. This, the purpose of the universe, is to provide spiritual, mental, moral, ethical, physical life at on every level for the human being to thrive, not just as a human being, but thrive as a god and a goddess. That's why in my mind, the beginning of the creation of God means the beginning of the creation of the gods and the goddesses is rooted in the Almighty Father, Amen, the Almighty Mother, Amenet, through giving birth to the universe and the universe providing the backdrop for our birth and coming into being as gods and goddesses, children of the Most High. So study sun, study moon, study stars, study the planets, study the Milky Way, study the universe, and study how the earth, in order for the earth to produce life as the earth produces life, the earth had to be put in the exact position from the sun. Is it 94 billion miles away? The earth from the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, from Master Farad Muhammad, giving to us African science, taught us that the earth is 94 billion miles away. And the light from the sun traveling at the speed of light is 186,000 miles per second, reaching Earth from the sun in 500 seconds, 8 minutes, 20 seconds, and the blood in our bodies flowing from the heel to the head to the heel takes 8 minutes, 20 seconds, or 500 seconds. And you go to the African Dogon, and they began years before the European scientists. This is where Master Farad Muhammad got his knowledge, studying Africa, studying the African scientists, the Dogon, in studying the universe and the earth and the sun, the moon, the stars, the planets, began to understand the anatomy of the human being, began to understand the head in relationship to the sun, regulating the physical body, regulating the circular systems, regulating, is it 9 systems in the physical body? The 9 circuit, these scientific words. The systems that regulate the body. The blood coursing through the body. And the 9 systems that regulate the body. Google that, sisters and brothers. I need to Google it myself. The 9 systems that regulate the body, being empowered by the mind, is like the sun empowering, is it nine? How many planets? Lord have mercy. Science, boy. Science is tough. And when you don't deal with these scientific terminologies all the time, sometimes it escapes. Number, I want to Google number of planets, solar systems and planets and whatnot. 9 systems. Yeah, okay. It says the The solar system comprises the sun and its planetary system of 8 planets. So if you look at the sun and then the 8 planets, you have 9. And we talked about the hierarchy, the nine scales, the 9 divisions of the hierarchy of the universe and the planets and the universe organized as an organization and a system. So the head organizing the 8 systems of the body. The Dogon, the Africans, studied the organization of the universe, the organization of the sun and the planets, and began to understand how the head organizes the body. And so this is what we are coming to understand when we study the word beginning here, principality. Then the word rule is also one of the definitions of the word beginning. The word rule, rule, R-U-L-E, one of a set of explicit or understood regulations or principles governing conduct with a particular activity or sphere. So, exercise in ultimate power or authority over an area or its people. So look at the universe, young people. Look at the sun. And watch this now. You have the sun. You have the 8 planets. That's 9. But that hidden and unseen power in the universe that regulates the sun. This is what the scientists don't want us to know and understand. That hidden and unseen power in the center of the universe that scientifically is the power that regulates the universe and causes the sun to make its orbit around that hidden and unseen power and reality that the Africans called Amen, for the hidden and unseen sacred masculine power, the Almighty Father, and Amenet, for the hidden and unseen sacred feminine power, the Almighty Mother. This is absolutely science. And because the European scientists do not want us to understand that Africa gave us Big Bang, that which is referred to as Big Bang, string theory, evolution, quantum physics, quantum mechanics, that which is seen in the study of the atom, A-T-O-M. All of that comes from Africa. But the Africans said, yeah, you've studied sun, you've studied moon, stars, and planets, but know and understand the beginning of all that we see is in that hidden and unseen power, the Almighty Father, Amen. The Almighty Mother, Amenet. This is science. And so, that hidden and unseen power regulates and governs the whole of the universe. And if we are going to become justice of the people, we are going to have to study Africa. Study this Bible and Quran as products of Africa and African science and African scientists. And then we study these scientists and sciences and understand that the African scientists are the original scientists that gave us these sciences and these fields of study, and understand that the African taught that the Almighty is the beginning. The Almighty Father and the Almighty Mother. Go back to the original Father and the original Mother and understand that Father and Mother working in union produced this whole universe, made and created this whole universe, gave birth to the gods and the goddesses, gave birth to the four gods and the four goddesses, that Elohim, that went about the work and task of creation, given power to do so by the Almighty Father, Amen, and the Almighty Mother, Aminet, regulating and governing and giving us to understand our conduct and how we are to behave. That's how the four gods and the four goddesses went about this magnificent creation by the power of the Almighty Father and the Almighty Mother. Let's take this next break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.